Yesterday, I spoke to San Franciscans about a potential federal surge in our city. I said then what I've said since taking office, that keeping San Francisco safe is my top priority. Late last night, I received a phone call from the President of the United States. I told him the same thing that I have told our residents. San Francisco is on the rise. Visitors are coming back. Buildings are getting leased and purchased, and workers are coming back to the office. We have work to do, and we would welcome the continued partnership with FBI, DEA, ATF, and U.S. attorneys to get drugs and drug dealers off of our streets. But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery. We appreciate that the President understands that we are the global hub for technology, and that when San Francisco is strong, our country is strong. Today in San Francisco, crime is down nearly 30% citywide, and violent crime is at its lowest levels since the 1950s. Car break-ins are at 22-year lows, and homicides are on track to hit 70-year lows. We are adding police officers and sheriff deputies for the first time in a decade. We have record low number of encampments on our streets. Our new approach is delivering results. In our conversation, the President told me clearly that he was calling off any plans for a federal surge in San Francisco. Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, reaffirmed that direction in our conversation this morning. I also spoke this morning to Attorney General Pam Bondi. She echoed her willingness to partner with our local law enforcement to combat fentanyl and hold drug traffickers accountable. Now, I'd really like to take a moment to thank our community leaders, our faith organizations, and immigrant groups, including the Rapid Response Network, who have been standing ready to provide accurate information and support when our residents need it most. I want to recognize everybody standing here with me, all of our local law enforcement partners, including our police department, our fire department, Department of Emergency Management, Sheriff Paul Miyamoto, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, and City Attorney David Chu, for their shared commitment to public safety in this city. I also want to thank our Board of Supervisors. Our work to keep San Franciscans safe is why San Franciscans believe in our city, and they believe that we are on the right track. And today's developments will help us continue to strengthen the trust we have built between communities and local law enforcement. I also want to thank Speaker Emerita Pelosi, Senator Schiff, Senator Padilla, Congressman Mullen, and Governor Newsom for their continued partnership and support for the people of San Francisco. As we look ahead, my team will continue to monitor the situation closely, and our city remains prepared for any scenario. We have a plan in place that can be activated at any moment. But as I said yesterday, it is my sincere hope that we never have to put that planning into action. Finally, I'd like to once again thank our Board of Supervisors, many of whom stood with me yesterday and are here again today to discuss our executive directive. We are working every day to bring San Francisco back, to make it stronger and better than ever. And we are doing it together. I am profoundly grateful to all the San Franciscans who came together over the last several days during a difficult time. This takes everyone. Our community, our values, and our progress have been on full display. This is our city at our best. Together, we're providing and proving that San Francisco's comeback is real. And let me tell you, we are just getting started. Thank you.
Folks, we're going to do questions. We're going to do hands. We're going to go one at a time, and I'll apologize. So, yes, sir. President Trump is putting out on his social media that prior to his conversation with you, he had had conversations with friends who live in the city or who have been in the city recently. We know that Benioff recently also kind of backtracked on his calls for the National Guard. Do you think that this call to you is based on some of these perceptions from Mr. Benioff? And do you have anything further to say on that?
Yeah, Sergio, I'm going to say what I've said and all I'm going to say about my conversation with the president. I believe everybody is seeing that crime is at record lows. Every statistic in our city is going in the right direction. I think that message is now getting out there. 70-year lows when it comes to violent crime, 22-year lows when it comes to car break-ins. Tents are at record lows. Everything is heading in the right direction, and I think that message has been made clear.
Did the president say anything about the rest of the Bay Area? Because Barbara Lee did not get a call like you did, and should the East Bay and other parts of the region be concerned still?
Heather, what the president said to me is that he is calling off the potential search. Secretary Noem reaffirmed that to me this morning, and that's
all
I can say.
But all in San Francisco or in the whole Bay Area?
I was told the surge was being called off. He only spoke about San Francisco prior, so all I can say is what he told me.
Christian, wondering in the conversation with the president, did he want to, he indicated on Truth Social that he wanted to continue to see what he called progress. Wondering if he asked for proof or concessions or indications going forward or anything like that. Is this part of an ongoing conversation?
Yeah, he asked me for nothing. I think what he posted was true to the conversation, and everything I told you is all I said to him. I keep repeating, and I said to him that we are at 70-year lows when it comes to violent crimes. Tent encampments are at record lows. I spoke about more office space being leased than vacated for the first time. Retail is back. Hotel bookings are up 50%. Convention bookings are also up 50%. This is a city on the rise, and that's what I said to him, and it's what I say to everybody.
You affirmed the city's sanctuary policy yesterday, and I'm wondering, you know, with this invitation to invite more cooperation with the FBI and ATF and other agencies that can hand people over to ICE, what is your message to immigrant families who are concerned about that?
Yeah, we have an ongoing partnership. We had it with the last administration to tackle fentanyl. We have weekly meetings where we are coordinating and our efforts to take drugs and fentanyl off the streets. We've made progress, but we still have a lot of work to do on this front. Fentanyl is a scourge in our city, and we will work with anybody that will help us end the fentanyl crisis on our streets.
Do you know if this calling off applies to all federal agencies? If not, what are the agencies?
All I can tell you is what the president said to me last night, and that he's calling off the potential surge, and Secretary Noem reaffirmed that to me this morning.
Can you talk, Mr. Mayor, can you talk a little bit about how this call came about? Did you solicit it? Did you reach out to any of these tech leaders? Or
no, he picked up the phone and called me.
Dave? In his Truth Social post, he mentioned the NVIDIA founder and then Mark Benioff as the people who were helpful in this situation. But he also mentioned others. Do you know who those other people are?
I don't. I'm just going to say I've said everything I'm going to say about the call. You know as much as I do on that other front.
Do you think that the billionaires in the city have too much influence with Trump or enough influence?
All I'm here today to talk about is that San Francisco is on the rise. It takes all of us. I so appreciate our immigrant leaders that came to City Hall yesterday. We were all well coordinated. I appreciate any business leaders that are committed to San Francisco. I always say this. We want to welcome small business and big business back to San Francisco. We want them to be engaged and involved in our public schools, our arts institutions, our transit. I want them engaged in this city. I appreciate anybody that wants to help San Francisco make it back to being the greatest city in the world.
You got this reassurance from the president, but you mentioned that you're still at the ready, everybody's still ready. Why is that? Why do you feel the need to still be
ready? I think we as a city should be prepared for any scenario.
Does it have anything to do with, I mean, he's been known to change his mind. Is that a concern of yours?
I'm I am concerned about our immigrant community. I'm concerned about our city every single day. My focus every single day is public safety. It's my number one priority, and I am committed to working alongside everybody here, from our DA to our city attorney to our police chief to our sheriff, to keep San Franciscans safe every single day. That is what I wake up thinking about. It's what I go to bed thinking about. How do we make our streets safe for everybody here in San Francisco? And that's what I'm committed to doing.
Do we know when the federal troops are going to be leaving the Bay Area?
All I can tell you is the conversation I had last night, and the president told me he was calling off the potential federal surge.
Roger. Yes, did your administration proactively enlist any business leaders to contact the president?
I can only tell you that what he said on, I didn't ask for anybody to call, he called me.
Quick question.
Hold on. Is that Andres?
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you. Sorry, I'm short.
You're good.
There's several rallies planned still. There's one outside. There's another one at 5. What's your call to those that plan these rallies, even though, you know, there's not going to be a surge?
Yeah, I think we should always protect everybody's right to protest peacefully. I support everybody's First Amendment rights. I want to tell everybody, if you're new to our city here today, we had close to 50,000 people on Market Street on Saturday, zero arrests. We did it the San Francisco way. I was so proud of the people of San Francisco. I was proud of our law enforcement. We kept everybody safe. We're always going to protect everybody's First Amendment right, and I hope they do it peacefully.
The president mentions in his post criminals that it's easier for him to remove from the streets than it would be for you. Does he get specific with criminals? Is he talking about undocumented immigrants?
We did not talk about that.
Yeah. Hey, Mayor. You've taken a different strategy than some of the other local leaders throughout the country, certainly Governor Newsom. How much do you think your strategy in approaching the White House and the Trump administration helped maybe broker this deal or land on this agreement?
I think you've covered me. Every day I'm focused on San Francisco. Heads down, how do we keep our city safe? How do we tackle the behavioral health crisis on our streets? How do we make it easier for small businesses to thrive here in San Francisco? How do we get more people back to work 5 days a week? That's happening. I think I am laser focused on San Francisco every single day, and I'm going to remain laser focused on San Francisco. I think that's my focus.
Do you think it helps, though, that you've maybe taken a less antagonistic approach?
That's for you to talk about. I know what I know, and if I focus, and if everybody standing here focuses on how do we cooperate, how do we communicate with the public, how do we keep people safe, that's what San Franciscans want. And I think that's really important for people to know. We have work to do in San Francisco. We've made a lot of progress because of the people that are standing by my side. The district attorney, Brooke Jenkins, is doing incredible work. Our city attorney is doing incredible work. And all of our law enforcement is doing incredible work every single day. And I think that's what is resonating with the people of San Francisco.
If Trump changes his mind, how do you think San Francisco will respond?
We went through preparedness all week. We have close communication with our immigrant leaders, communities across, our faith leaders have been so incredibly helpful. I think it's been a really challenging day for San Franciscans, challenging week, and I really hope that people can take a breath, that they can focus on taking care of their children and their families, their kids can focus on going to school. We still have a lot of issues around, we got to get people the food that they need in the coming weeks. I'll end with this. I'm incredibly proud to stand amongst these officials to my right and to my left. They are committed public servants every day, focused on San Francisco, focused on creating the opportunities for us to once again regain the status as the greatest city in the world. We're not that far away from it. We are the most beautiful city in the world. And I'm telling everybody, San Francisco is on the rise, and thank you all for being with us today.
Thanks.